The Hot Springs Documentary Film Festival is set to premiere The First Step Sunday, October 10th at the Malco Theater, a film that director Brandon Kramer hopes will offer a blueprint on how to, quote, bring people together on the issues that are most affecting this country, addiction and criminal justice reform. In two recent interviews, the Sentinel Record spoke with Kramer, as well as one of the producers of the film and Arkansas native, Christina McClarty Arquette, about the film. The following are excerpts from those interviews. What do you hope that your film will help accomplish within the narrative of this divided country that we're in right now?
My hope for the film is that it offers a blueprint to how to one idea and one attempt at bringing people together on some of the issues that are most affecting this country: addiction, the criminal justice reform. It's rare that the public is able to see and experience what it looks like for people to try to come together across political, racial, and geographic divides in the country. Mm-hmm. In our film, you're able to see what happens when a group of frontline activists from South Central Los Angeles fly across the country and are able to build community and have tough conversations with community leaders in rural West Virginia who are conservative. And you get to see in real time what that emotional journey is like to build a coalition across dividing lines. You get to see in our film what it looks like to have a progressive leader like Van Jones and his team, Jessica Jackson, Lewis Reed, walk into the Trump White House and build an alliance with people in that administration, including Jared Kushner, what it looks like to bring senators, Republican senators, Democratic senators together on the issue of criminal justice reform. You get to see what it looks like to have leaders on the left and the right who oppose this bill and this effort to come together on these issues. And so my hope for the film is that no matter what your political views are, your background, how you feel about these issues, you can sit back and in 85 minutes see one attempt at trying to build bridges around these issues and then make up your own, you know, judgment or decision around what worked in this story, what lessons someone could take for themselves, and maybe, you know, what didn't work and what fell short, and how can bridge building work be strengthened moving forward?
I know during the film that Van Jones received quite a bit of heat on both sides. Do you think this will stir up anything like in, you know, have you seen any critiques towards this yet, or do you anticipate anything that you guys might receive in your involvement in the political conversation?
When the group from Los Angeles flew out to West Virginia, I can tell you almost all of them had concerns, questions, reservations about how this might go, how being in community with people who vote in a very different way could unfold. And it was really that moment where they started taking out pictures of their loved ones, of people that both West Virginia and LA knew who had suffered from addiction, people who had died as a result of their addiction, that those political views and differences of opinion on other things started to fade away, and they were able to see themselves and see each other as human beings, as people fighting the same fight in two different communities. Addiction doesn't really have a political party or bias. It's affecting everybody. Mm-hmm. So it was a really incredible thing to see and witness and capture in this movie. Art mirrors life often. And so, you know, if you see in the film, there's a line that Bishop T.D. Jakes tells Van Jones, which is, if you stand in the middle of the road, you get hit on both sides. And I think this movie has both the potential to appeal to the sensibilities of people on the left and the right and in the center who are open-minded to the idea of coming together and looking for opportunities to make that kind of work happen in their lives. I think for people on both sides of the aisle who might not see bridge building as a possibility in this current climate, I think the film could easily, you know, could be open to certain criticism and certain friction to people that really don't want to have that conversation. So, one thing I hope that we've done with the film, though, is we made a very concerted effort to profile leaders on the left who really stood in opposition to the First Step Act and stood in opposition to this attempt at building this coalition, you know, for the purpose of making sure that those people feel that their ideas are respected and valued, and that, you know, people with that kind of with those political views could sit down and watch the film and feel that they have a seat at the table, because there are a lot of people who have strong feelings about not engaging across the aisle, and those reasons are important to elevate as well and to make sure that they're a part of the conversation. I think bridge building only really works when all the ideas and perspectives are sort of put out there in a way that's respected and inclusive so that a dialogue can actually happen. The hope for the film is that, you know, there's strategic differences should not prevent good, meaningful work and outcomes from happening. And by watching the story, the hope is that you can engage with different strategies and see, you know, maybe in other issue areas and other people's work, are there ways that more dialogue and coalition building can happen so that differing groups can come together to try to solve, you know, not just the mass incarceration crisis or the addiction crisis, but climate change, gun control, all these important issues that are going to require coalition building. I think the film is a model and a blueprint for how that coalition building could happen moving forward.
So you actually worked on this project. Is that correct?
Yeah, so the history goes, several years ago I produced a documentary called Survivor's Guide to Prison, directed by Matthew Cook, and it took a very tough look at the failing criminal justice system. And in that documentary, Van Jones was supportive and wonderful, and he was on camera within that documentary. And out of that documentary, I started talking to Jessica Jackson and Aaron Haney and some of the incredible lawyers and advocates that are partners with Van. And we did something called the Dignity Campaign, which raised awareness around women incarcerated, and talked about issues like women incarcerated oftentimes have to give birth in shackles. And so we started working on this campaign together. And, you know, I'm just a filmmaker, and I keep saying that, you know, they're doing all of this just incredible work, and the heart and the passion and the change that Van and his team is making is just unbelievable. And so I really just fell in love with him and his team on a personal level because of all of the incredible work that they're doing. And so I just continued to build a relationship with Jessica and Aaron and Louis L. Reed, who you see in the First Step. And I would come to events that they were putting together. In fact, we gathered in Little Rock a few years ago for their Day of Empathy. We gathered on the Capitol steps in Little Rock, Arkansas, And Jessica and Aaron from Dan's team came in town for that and met an incredible local advocate named Ruby Welch in Little Rock, who is formerly incarcerated and doing a lot of work with Dan's team currently. So it really was like an organic relationship. And then, you know, my husband and I helped support, you know, a lot of the work that they were doing around the First Step Act. Mm-hmm. And when I found out that there was a documentary being made on it, David and I just asked how we could help, and we did. But, you know, really the credit goes to the director, Brandon Kramer, and his brother, Lance, his brother and producer, Lance Kramer, the filmmakers behind The First Step, mm-hmm. who worked tirelessly to tell this story and bring it to us. Really, I hope that The First Step, the point to me as just a, you know, filmmaker, but also just as a human being, is like to kind of have a call of action, and that call of action is to look at ourselves, mm-hmm. right? And look inside of ourselves and inside of our hearts. Because really change comes when we all on a community level become involved. And I was at the Arkansas Cinema Society's Filmland event this past weekend, and there was a criminal justice reform panel there. And the moderator started by asking everybody in the audience, how many of you have been affected by somebody, a loved one, a friend, someone in your family that's been incarcerated? And pretty much everybody in the audience raised their hand. So this is a crisis. This is an issue that we all need to come together on. And politics aside, right, because it takes politics and politicians and all the work that Dan and his team are doing. But I hope that people watch it and just on a human being level, kind of look into their own hearts and their own selves and ask themselves how they can help. Mm-hmm. And, you know, also have the conversation around how they can help. And so that's my hope in watching The First Step, and also just highlighting the incredible work that Van Jones and his team are doing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to get to meet people like Jessica Jackson and Aaron Haney and Louis L. Reed, for people to get to know who are the people behind saving lives and getting men and women out of prison, to me, that is just so inspiring. They're my biggest mentors. I am in awe of them every day. And so to be able to see them and the work that they do is really exciting for me because they're doing it every day, mm-hmm. and they deserve to be honored for it. One of the things that, you know, I witnessed firsthand, and I accompanied Jessica and Aaron to the White House on one of their trips during all the work that they were doing. And, you know, what was unbelievable to me is to be able to see politicians take the politics away for the moment, right? Mm-hmm. Like, because this is an issue about people and saving lives and what's right and what's wrong. And so, you know, while it's easy to kind of point fingers and say, oh, well, this politician is saying that or this administration is doing that, I think what everybody can agree upon in discussing criminal justice reform and seeing this documentary is we're all talking about themes of love, forgiveness, of family, of coming together, of redemption, all things that, you know, are ones that are in our lives every single day. But because we're talking about these things that are on a level of emotion, yeah, you put politics in it, and that really makes it kind of, you know, insane and crazy. But at the heart of it is just, you know, really talking about, you know, human beings and, like, how we all relate to each other and feel about one another. And so, you know, I think from my perspective, that's what I was so, you know, impacted by, was just the ability to have this conversation on a bipartisan level, whether you're Republican or a Democrat, and everybody get along and talk about it. Mm-hmm. And so it's hard for me to say, you know, I'd love to say who's the good guy and who's the bad mm-hmm. guy, but I'm gonna stay shut.
Mm-hmm.
on that one.
Yeah.
I had a short-lived career in politics. It is a tough business. I would never go into it, but I that's why it's even more exciting to watch Van and his team kind of maneuver mm-hmm. the way that they did in with the First Step Back, because, you know, the First Step Back intended to do two incredible things, which was cut, you know, long federal sentences and improve conditions in federal prison. And I think, you know, at the end of the film, you see the number of people that have been released. I think that number has increased almost double. So it's just unbelievable. And I think that his team is the first to say that we will work with anybody to do the work we're doing and to get people out of prison. But, you know, and to me, that's what is kind of the heart of the whole hero's journey, if you will.